Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. Rhinelander's interim city administrator has turned in his resignation. Keith Koss turned in his resignation Wednesday to Mayor Chris Fredrickson. Fredrickson says no reason was given on the letter as to why Koss would resign early. A longtime Rhinelander private attorney, Koss offered to fill in as administrator and after city council approval began performing duties in February of 2017. Position was left unfilled for 5 months after the termination of Christina Aschenbrenner. His contract with the city was scheduled to run until the end of June, and he had indicated that he would not take the job on a permanent basis. The city has been moving forward with a search for a permanent administrator and have hired a consulting firm to find candidates for the job. A special Rhinelander City Council meeting is set for Monday night to discuss the administrator's post. While May has a Memorial Day to remember fallen soldiers, this week, another Memorial Day is held to remember people killed and injured in work-related mishaps. The Northern Wisconsin Center for Working People is located in Rhinelander. Local President Jackie Cody says they'll be observing Workers' Memorial Day Thursday at Pioneer Park in Rhinelander.
This is our seventh year of recognizing workers who have died on the job and to acknowledge the fact that there's still grievous suffering experienced by families and communities once that happens, and it's to recognize those too who have sustained injuries or illness at the workplace.
Cody says there's a memorial in Pioneer Park.
To recognize Workers' Memorial Day, we established the Workers' Memorial Rock, which is in Pioneer Park. It's nestled in the pines near the entrance, the Oneida Avenue entrance, is a way of reminding community of the lives that have been taken. Because going to a workplace should not be a dangerous situation, but many workplaces are dangerous situations.
The worker recognition event is Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at Pioneer Park, the Oneida Avenue entrance. The Oneida County Humane Society has begun a major push toward an expansion of its facilities on Rhinelander's north side. Earlier this week, the group broke ground on the expanded facility. Humane Society Treasurer Sue Otis said there was a great deal of excitement as the project finally got underway after a delay due to the weather.
We will have more than double the space that we currently have when it's finished. The new addition is going to be built towards Stevens Street. So it will not be taking up any of our backyard play area for the animals. We will be adding some wellness centers for cats and dogs, a larger lobby, a meet and greet area where folks can come in to spend some time with their potential new pet, a small animal room, a new small dog area.
The projected cost for the expansion came in just under $600,000. She says they have enough money to move the construction forward.
Currently, we have $425,000 in the bank, and we do have the availability to get a loan from a private party so that we can complete the project.
But you'd still take donations if someone offered, right?
We are still taking donations. We will still be applying for grants, and we will still be fundraising until the loan is paid off.
Otis says the shelter will still be open to the public during construction. She says the hours have changed from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. daily, except Saturday, which is noon to 3. She says they've put up a new pathway and signs for the public to be safe during construction, and she thanked everyone who donated. More information is on their website and Facebook pages. And Oneida County Sheriff Grady Hartman has announced he's seeking another term. Hartman has been sheriff for 5 years with 19 years of law enforcement experience in Oneida County and 25 years total. Oneida County Deputy Greg Gardner also has announced he's running for the sheriff's position in November, as is Chief Medical Examiner for Oneida and Forest Counties, Larry Mathine. Gardner is a 22-year veteran of the sheriff's office, and Mathine served as Deputy Medical Examiner in 2003 and full-time Chief Medical Examiner since 2012. The weather forecast for tonight, clear with a low near 30. Thursday, a chance of showers in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 58. Thursday night, a good chance of rain in the evening, possibly a snowflake or two with a low temperature around 27. And then Friday, chance of rain or snow showers, mostly sunny though with a high near 53. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. Call in your pledge of support as well. I'm Ken Kroll.